That's the final day of action of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. It's day three. We are in Downings, on the outskirts of Downings, in between Downings and Carrigarta. There's a bit of a drizzle of a rain. The cars are coming off Special Stage 16, which is the first run around Atlantic Drive. They're racing over 13 kilometres in the drive in very damp and, we're told, sloppy conditions as well. And drivers on wrong tyres are being caught out. But the big stories are Manus Kelly and Donald Barr continue to lead this event. They're having a steady run on the final day. All they have to do is take the card home, of course, to be crowned champions for the third year in a row. Sam Moffat was the quickest of the competitors in the international rally as he chases down second place. Ian Barrett still leads the national event from Kevin Gallagher, but Gallagher again fastest this morning in Darien to reduce the deficit to just under 23 seconds at the head of the national as the Mark IIs behind them two Darians continue to battle it out. So Manus Kelly on Atlantic Drive, 7 minutes 59 dead was the time for Kelly on the drive. A steady run there as he looks to cruise this car home. Josh Moffat, 7 minutes 53.1 for Josh Moffat. So he's taken 6 seconds out of Manus Kelly, and that would mean that Kelly's lead is now sitting at 1 minute and 15 seconds unofficially. But the man on the move is Sam Moffat today. Carl Atkinson on board calling the notes. 7 minutes 48.4, going quicker than Josh and Andy Hayes. And that means the difference between second and third as they go to High Glen is now just down to 1.1 of a second. As for Robert Duggan, 8 minutes 03.8. Rob telling us that he is on the wrong tyres this afternoon for this opening loop. He was caught out, and he's now 37 seconds off the pace of Sam Moffat. Callum Devine still going. Very slip in there, he told us. He's in the wrong tyres as well. 8.08 for Callum Devine. And Eugene Donnelly, 8.15 as well. And both of those drivers continue to hold on to their placings overall in 5th and 6th respectively. So that's how things are panning out in the national side, or the international side of the event. As we go to the national side of the rally, and the quickest of the cars on the drive was Kevin Gallagher, and sitting on board Noel Sullivan. 8 minutes, 10.5 in the Darien. The rally leaders, Ian Barrett and Paul McGee, they had a spinning fan at earlier. They've come through the drive. They've lost another 4 seconds. 8 minutes, 14.5 was the time there of Ian Barrett. As for Gary Kirtan and Ryan Moore in the Escort, 8.30.6. Jonathan Pringle, 8 minutes, 30.7. Paul Sheridan told us that Pringle was in a field and also done a 360, and he still came out with a decent enough time. Ryan Loughran was in blistering pace in there, and he told us 8 minutes 23 was the time for Loughran. We'll just try and confirm that time. Yeah, 8.23.5 is the time that Loughran has had in there, so he has reduced the gap now between himself and Pringle. We'll look at that in just a second. Frank Kelly's been was on a move yesterday. Today, 41.4 for Frank. And Kyle and Dale McGinnigan battling it out, of course, in the national rally. 8.40, 8.1 is the time that they got on their card. But Dale told us that they don't. And 8.38, we'll probably get that confirmed very, very soon indeed, or later on this afternoon on the sports program. But that's the times coming off the drive. So unofficially in the national, Ian Barrett now leads in the Darien by 22.8 seconds from Kevin Gallagher. There's a gap then of over a minute to Gary Kiernan, who is in third. Jonathan Pringle sits 6.2 off Kiernan. Then we've got Loughran in fifth, who's reduced that deficit now to 43. Frank Kelly continues to hold on to sixth position, and Kyle and Dale McGinnigan are also in the top 10 and 7th. John Bonner and Leon Jordan are up on the 8th. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly are 9th, and Johnny Jordan at the moment is wrapping up the top 10 in the national category. But at the head of the field as they go to Glen, another of the big classics. It's probably going to be damp and slippy in there as well, and looking in the distance towards the Loch Salt direction, and there's a lot of clouds in the sky, so it's going to be damp in there as well. But Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett continue to lead this event. It's a steady Eddie for the Glen Swilly and Milford partnership. That's all they have to do today is get that car home, and they will be champions for a third year in a row. We'll have more for you very soon here in Highland from the Donegal International Rally.